only a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
This is the Boston Media, and you are listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Single.
It's a Paranormal Playground Sounds Day. It is Mariah. Mariah! Boston Medium here in Paranormal Playground Sounds. We've been having a doo-woppy kind of day. And it was very interesting because along with when Spirit was like Chaka Khan, I don't know if I mentioned, I was looking through a booklet and there were old surf bands in it. And they were like, yeah, play some vintage surf. Hence what's going on in the background. No. I hope you're enjoying the show, and I hope you're enjoying your day and all the music that's coming in. I sure am. I feel really good. I feel really happy, elated, very loved by Spirit right now. I loved that talk we just had and we ran into about, you know, the soul and the spirit and protection. And basically doing work to protect ourselves so when we go out in our day, we're able to feel confident to speak our truth, to be us and express who we want to be without having to feel, you know, intimidated by others and making them, having us feel less superior or inferior. And just the nonsense that just basically runs wild through the human mind about what's real and what's not. And so I think it's very important that we get to that kind of understanding and really reflecting what's real and what's not. So before we get into that, I really want to share this whole Chaka Khan experience because this is very important. I'm Every Woman. This song's very, very important. I'm glad we could get a little bit of some soul and disco going on in here, you know, some funk. I'm glad we're finally able to get that in. And I got it. That's what Spirit was trying to tell. Okay. That's another thing. As I opened up, I was just like, I don't really have too much time to constantly go into, okay, why are you telling me that? Because Chaka Khan, she's still here. So it's not like her spirit was talking to me. It was more, it was telling to play the music. But I realized, you know, it really had to do with, I love dancing to house and disco. And so disco, I love disco. So I really need to play more disco on this show. I think it's very important. So here's for your day. And this is for the ladies. This is Chaka Khan with I'm Every Woman. Enjoy.
I'm Every Woman. It's all in. bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 moon 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 dip 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 bomb 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 dang 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 ding dong
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boom.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boom.
Boston Medium here, checking it in, checking it in. I think it's time for our PSA. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, I'm playing some of the surf in between the songs. Yeah. Instrumental Surf Anthology, Volume 1, by the way. Let's get into our PSA. PSA. Hey, that rhymes. Walking is good. Oh, I love this PSA, by the way. Here we go. Walking is good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. Public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Community Radio. I love that. Get outside and start walking. Walking is, that was just like pure gold, that PSA basically. Basically, ow, too tight, whatever's on my head. I love walking. I'm glad I opened up to that, because yesterday I wanted to work out and I wanted to run. And then immediately when I got outside, I was like, no, I need to walk right now. I need to be in nature. I need to take everything in, because I love running. Running is like drugs to me. I need it. I need to do it every day. But sometimes, and it, you know, it feels great, but walking doesn't give you the same calm that running does. Walking doesn't give you the same kind of meditative feel that running can. I mean, running, yes, can be meditative, but that slow down, the calm, the breathing that we talk about here in our meditations, it's very important. It's very, very important. You know, the walking gives the clarity and just really being able to be in the moment, the glancing at everything, people, places, just being able to just be slowed down, not needing to get anything, not needing anything, not trying to have anything, not forcing anything. That's what that energy of walking does, and it is great exercise. I remember I was in the best shape when I used to walk to and from work, when I used to work security at the House of Blues, and I was in the best shape of my life. Best shape of my life. Between walking home from to work. So I really, really highly suggest getting out there, and especially when the weather's nice. Up in, like, really, because you know how horrible this weather gets. So I am cherishing the rest of the summer. I told everybody, I am, I am not, I'm just going to cherish nature and be with nature. I need it like a, I love it like a fat kid love cake, like 50 Cent says basically. So that's the beauty of walking and being outside and being with nature. I would do it if I were you. So with that, we just played Chaka Khan, I'm Every Woman. I really enjoyed that. It was so much fun. And now I understand why Spirit really wanted me to play that. I really do need to get more disco in here. A lot of old 70s classics. I really need it. I need it in my life, and I need to go dancing to it as well. And we have Tab Hunt. So I have the Tab Hunter version of Young Love. I really like his version with the Ventures. There's some vintage surf singing in the rain. I've had many occasions where I've spoke with Gene Kelly's Spirit. I remember, I will never forget the dream I had when he came into my dream, and he came to my house for dinner. Yes, I kid you not. Gene Kelly came to my house for dinner, and I open up the door and I'm like, Gene, you know, what's going on here? My house is not ready. Like, literally, my house is a mess. And I'm not ready for Gene Kelly to have dinner at my messy house. Like, can you understand this, Gene? He comes inside my house and he's like, he shakes his head and he's like, Mariah, you don't have to worry. You can be yourself around me, and I'm going to help you clean. It was the most beautiful, gorgeous dream I've ever, one of the most gorgeous dreams I've ever had. Just to have Gene Kelly come in your dream and say, you can be yourself around me. I'm going to help you clean. And it was really signifying a spiritual cleansing, that his spirit was here to help me cleanse and clean. And it was just so beautiful. I love, he's one of my most beloved angels, and I have a whole team of them, a whole team of entertainers that I talk to. So yes, and I'm really grateful for that journey. I'm grateful that's why I'm here. Another influence besides Michael Bernard Beckwith was my calling to talk to dead entertainers. And I've said many times how it started with Herb Reed, and I've played the platters. I went to Herb Reed's funeral in Arlington at the Regent Theater. And oh my God, my God, my God. I did so much. That's where I performed. I'm overwhelmed in a very good way right now. It's just all coming back to me. It's just all like, is this real? Like, is this... Just the joy of life. There's just so much joy. There's so much to be thankful and grateful for. There's so much phenomenon of spirit. There's so much love. It's just, it never ends. It has been on. And just very, very happy. Very happy person. Very elated, very connected with spirit. Obviously, you have your days where you're not your higher self. Obviously, I have my days. I am a human being, you know. But I've mastered and understood what they talk about how the human being is supposed to be in a good place most of the time. And that's exactly the experience. Yeah, there's stuff I've gone through. I still, that, you know, it's a life, it's a journey. Unless you're still here. If you're still alive, you still have challenges and obstacles and things to learn and things to do. Those things just don't go away. But the whole point is, we're not supposed to stay there. We're not supposed to stay in misery. We're supposed to face it, be in it, learn from it, and move on. And that's the whole point of what happiness is, because you can't feel happiness if you don't know what it's like to be sad. So it's not about everything is clouds and roses and rainbows and light and love constantly all the time. No, it's okay for the dark. It's okay for the sad. It's okay for those things to come in because they're all one. The yin and the yang, they're all one. You can't have one without the other. But the good thing about the human being's experience is that we're supposed to experience more of the good, more of the joy most of the time. And it's more stronger, more powerful. Love is more powerful than hate. Positivity is more powerful than negativity. So it just feels good to be in that flow in the moment and just realize where I'm at right now and really in the presence and really taking it all in. And I hope you can feel my joy that I'm giving to you because it is genuine and it's true. Everything that I'm feeling right now, it's so genuine. And, you know, I hope you're feeling this and getting charged, and because that's the whole point. This is my playground that I'm here to invite you to. And I've invited myself to be a channel for that love and that happiness and that joy for 2 hours every week here on WMFO. I love you all so very much. I have so much love in my heart right now. And this is the truth. This is everything right now. You know, maybe in about tomorrow, I may not have so much love in my heart as I do right now. But guess what? That's okay. The whole point is to capture these moments. That's the whole point. Because the more we're in these moments, the more it adds up and the more we can have these moments and the more it becomes our reality. And so this is the whole process of spiritual growth and development here. Isn't it beautiful? I think it's very, very beautiful. Ooh! That was so creepy. On accident, my elbow just hit the surf button. But here we go. We got Tab Hunter here with Young Love. Stay tuned. We got a whole nother half hour of Paranormal Playground Sounds with your host, Boston Medium, and lots of sunshine, joy, and happiness in paranormal, supernatural things occurring. Woo!
They say for every boy and girl there's just one love in this whole world, and I know I found mine. The heavenly touch of your embrace tells me no one could take your place ever in my heart. Young love, first love, young love, our love we share with deep emotion. One kiss from your sweet lips will tell me that your love is real, and I can feel that it's true. We will vow to one another there will never be another love for you or for me. Young love, first love, devotion. Young love, our love we share with deep emotion.
Yeah. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. Singing and dancing in the rain.
Thank you. Individuals are walking the planet now and they're asking, how can I stay expanded in a world that seems to be contracting? How can I evolve when everything seems to be dissolving right in front of me? How can I become more myself when the world seems to be crumbling right in front of me? And many of you here today probably have some of those same questions. How can I make it through the night? How can I have what I need? How can I grow more in prosperity? How can I achieve a level of well-being and health and harmony and wholeness in my life when it seems as though everything is topsy-turvy? And something within you knows that there are answers to those basic but yet profound questions. Something within you knows that within you is the answer. Something within you knows that if you keep on asking the right question, if you keep on digging, if you keep on searching, you'll eventually bump into the answer, and ultimately you will discover it, that it's with you all of the time. Ultimately, you'll begin to discover who you are. In this moment, you can think independent of any circumstances going on in your life. Right this moment, as you're sitting here listening to me, there may be some issue that you're seeking to solve. There may be some problem you're trying to overcome. There may be some sense of discomfort that you're trying to free yourself from. And as you're sitting here listening to me right now, you're thinking independent of that experience. And that means you are exercising the faculty that you have with the universal presence to think independent of any issue that's going on and enter into a co-creative relationship with this presence and ultimately change your life. Ultimately change your life. So in substance, what I'm saying, that you're not the body, you have a body. You're not the mind, you have a mind. That you are an avenue of awareness that is conscious of the body. You're an avenue of awareness that's conscious of the mind. And as you begin to expand your awareness as to who and what you really are, you get to make choices that liberate you from limitation, liberate you from disease, liberate you from discomfort, liberate you from poverty and lack and limitation. Choice is actually a function of ever-expanding awareness. And as you begin to have certain practices in your life, certain heart sets and mind sets, you will begin to make the great discovery that all of the power and presence and love, prosperity, abundance, joy, spontaneous goodness, happiness, all of the things that seem so fleeting, that seem to be outside of yourself, just outside of your grasp, you'll begin to discover that they are deep within you, waiting to escape. That you're not here to get them, that you are here to let them. You're not here to get it, you're here to let it flow by making high choices from an expanded awareness as to who and what you really are. You want to think about that for a moment, because what I have just told you, in short, is that you no longer need to be a victim to circumstance. You no longer need to be a victim to the past. You no longer have to be a victim to a future in which you are projecting negativity. You no longer have to be a victim to anything that anyone has ever said about you. You no longer have to be a victim to the things that you've said about yourself. You no longer have to be a victim to anything that through your expanded awareness of this dynamic and magnificent presence, through the expanded awareness, you get to make a choice. You get to make a choice to become more yourself and anchor on earth, in time and space, the eternal qualities of love and of beauty and of well-being. What I'm saying to you, you're not the constellation of changing personalities that are forged into being based on circumstances in your life. You're not the mind, and now you can check this out for me if you don't believe me. You're walking down the street minding your own business, and then suddenly you hear your mind talking without you. It's having a full-on conversation, and you can just stop and listen for a while, and it has an opinion, it has a point of view, a perspective, it has all manner of things going on, and you're not even participating. Who and what is watching the mind? That's an indication that you're not the mind. That the mind is a set of programs that have been inherited from the world, from your biology, from your parents, from circumstances and situations. But who you are is a unique emanation of something so wonderful and so magnificent that by means of you wants to come into expression, wants to reveal itself. And these transcendent yet immanent qualities that we call love, and that we call beauty, and that we call harmonizing prosperity, and that we call abundance, and that we call living intelligence, by means of you, they want to express themselves. They're whispering in your ear saying, let me be free. Set me free today. Allow me to come forward and express myself. And you are here to, in some way, make a choice to say yes, to make a deeper commitment to a great discovery that is within you, that you may go on and live the life of your dreams, that you may live the life of a high intention, of a great vision, great possibility, that you may live a life not as a bystander, but live a life as an individual that's becoming aware that you are the way that the universe is becoming conscious of itself, and that all of the power that's birthing galaxies at millions of miles a minute, all of that power is within you right now, waiting for you to call it expression.
I am Governor Jerry Brown. My aura smiles and never frowns. Soon I will be president. Time and power will soon go away. I will be fairer one day. I will command all of you. Your kids will meditate in school. Your kids will meditate in school. California, Uberalis. California, Uberalis. Uberalis, California.
This must be the match point of our See how the shadows deep and darken. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little
Hello, hello. It's the Boston Medium here. Right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Woo! What a holy moly awesome 2 hours I had spending with you. Whoever was calling, please call back. If you can. Kind of lost you there. So yes, this is the end. We've come to the end of our show. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I know. I miss you guys. But I'll be back here every week. And I just wanted to make another announcement that if you are in spiritual development and you are a musician and you have a set of spiritual practices and you are into the or not necessarily in spiritual practice, but if you are interested in the spirit world and getting a live reading or performing live on the show and actually doing an activation, is what I like to call it, getting interviewed, please contact me, Mariah Ashley Piquet. You can contact me on social media, Boston Medium, Instagram. I am here. The number is 855-915-9636. Boston Medium, Mariah, contact me anytime. Leave a message. Or find me on my page, Mariah, the Boston Medium TV show. Leave me a message there. Or the Paranormal Playground Sounds Facebook page. Leave a message there. Well, it's been a blast, and I hope you enjoyed the Michael Bernard Beckwith remix that I just put. I was really excited about that because it actually happened accidentally. I didn't know that the YouTube can play both two videos at once. And so when I hit, you know, the Little Rascals theme was on and then Michael Bernard Beckwith, I just mixed it together. And I'm really excited about that because I'm going to do more of that in future. But I hope you heard a little bit of Michael Bernard Beckwith that I loved so much, so dearly. He was one of the leaders of the worldwide biggest meditation in history this Wednesday. So look him up. Tune into my show next week. Call in anytime. Questions, comments, concerns. I love you. This is Boston Medium. Not only is it the Boston Medium. This is Paranormal Playground Signs, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. I really wish you a happy, beautiful, magical Tuesday. Peace, love, blessings. May your day be filled with so much magic and spirit, and you connect and you see signs of your loved ones. Please let this be reality. I love you guys so much. We're going to end this beautiful show with one of my favorite bands from the 80s, XTC. We're making plans with Nigel. I hope you are too. I love you guys. I will definitely see you guys next week here on WMFO.
Yeah. must be happy in his world.